Alright guys, what's going on? You know who it is. Today we're going to be recapping when the Brooklyn Nets came to Toronto to take on the Toronto Raptors. Now, in the background we're going to be listening to G98.7, Mark and Jem. This is kind of my morning routine. Welcome to it. Mark and Jem in the morning, we listen to some reggae, we listen to some soca's. It's a really good routine, and for me it's really important because for me to start the day off right, I need to be in a positive headspace. So shout out to Mark and Jem for always being positive and helping me set up for success for the rest of the day. Let's get into it. This was a good game. This was an interesting game. It was a fun game to watch. Marc Gasol made his debut Make way for Spain's finest center, Marc Gasol, who's playing in his first home game as a Toronto Raptor. It was all warm welcomes for Gasol and excitement in the crowd, which was really important. I feel he really liked it. He mentioned the other day when he played in New York, he said, "You want to know what? This was absolutely amazing how many Toronto fans have gone down to New York." So you can only imagine how positively overwhelming it was when he played his first home game in Toronto. This was the first of Toronto's 7 straight home games, and it stretches all the way to March 1st. So if there's any time to go on a winning streak, it's now. There's no Fred VanVleet, as he is out with a sore thumb from Saturday's game. He'll be out for a while. He rented out JV's old hand cast or finger cast. Hopefully the same thing doesn't happen to VanVleet that happened to JV after taking that cast off. Joe Harris quickly hits a Trey ball within seconds of the jump, then later hits one within steps within the arc. Harris put up a new career high, and I've said this before, I'll say it again and again and again. Where you stand means nothing in this league except for making franchise records. A last place team can be a very, very big problem for a first place team, even if your tickets are selling for $4. Brooklyn Nets versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't know why. Brooklyn's on fire. And you want to know what? Hey, I remember when the Toronto Blue Jays had tickets on their pizza boxes. So every time you bought a pizza, you would get tickets to a Toronto Blue Jays game. So, I mean, I know Raptors are doing very well, but give us a break. Give us a couple free tickets on some pizza boxes, right? Back to the game, Kawhi turns the ball over before taking a break and walking towards the bench. But McCollum Leonard led the Raptors in the first 12 minutes with 6 points for Leonard and 5 points for McCaw. I cannot tell you how thrilled I am that McCaw is now getting into his groove and becoming a more and more integral part of the Toronto Raptors. We have Ed Davis muscling his way over Marc Gasol to get the bucket and give the Nets a 29-21 lead after the first break. I mean, with 6 turnovers thus far, it made sense. It made sense that the Brooklyn Nets were leading. It wasn't looking great in the second as Danny Green picks up his second foul, sending first-time All-Star deloading to the line. I've mentioned this before, that D'Angelo Russell has something against Toronto because he always goes hard against them. And this game, honestly, is no exception. Russell knocks down a team-high 28 points, 14 rebounds, and 7 assists. Fun fact, Nets head coach Kenny Atkinson has never won in Toronto, and I guess he'll have to wait till next season to try and change that. As mentioned before, it was really nice to see McCaw step on the court before the third quarter. Even though Toronto lagged behind the Nets, they were playing very well. McCaw is getting more and more used to his team after spending 2 years in Golden State. I mean, after only being 23 years old. That's pretty impressive. McCaw finished with a season-high 13 points. And something about McCaw, I had the opportunity to talk to him about All-Star Weekend. So you guys, I've posted that below. If you want to take a listen, go ahead, jump on it. He is a fantastic guy, so easy to talk to. Back to the game, OG Anunoby came out with a putback and then stole the ball to get the layup, tying the game at 92 with only 1 frame to play. Just when you think Toronto had it in the bag, 117-109, 3:56 to play, here come the Nets going on a 16-10 run. If it weren't for Kawhi hitting that game-winning shot, I think it would have gone into overtime, to be honest with you. Let's break down the last minute of play. Nick Nurse calls a timeout as they are down 3 points and really need to pull off this win to continue this streak. Lowry inbounds the ball, then Toronto plays hot potato, landing the ball in Danny Green's hands, who drains it all the way from North Bay, tying it 125. Harris then misses the jumper at the top of the key to then have Lowry walk the ball up and give all hope to Mr. Leonard, which was obviously a fantastic idea because Kawhi banks it off the glass and calls game. It's interesting the Nets remain so close to the lead because they had three players sitting out. Damari Carroll, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Jared Dudley. Imagine if these three players played. There is a good chance that Boston could have won. So that's going to be interesting. Toronto takes this one 127-125. Up next, the Washington Wizards come visit this snowy haven in Toronto. Washington has a record of 24-33. As I've said before, earlier in the season, Washington has always had something over Toronto mentally. So this will be very, very interesting to see how it goes without John Wall. But then again, if the referees let Bradley Beal take five steps without calling a travel, then Washington may take this one. I don't know. What I do know is there is a very, very good chance that newcomer Jeremy Lin Sanity will be playing tonight against the Washington Wizards, wearing number 17, Jonas Valanciunas, gave him his blessings after Jeremy Lin asked his permission to do so, to wear his number. So you got Gasol, you got Jeremy Lin. I'm not quite sure how I feel about the Jeremy Lin situation right now. I don't know, we'll have to wait and see. We have to see what happens in tonight's game, and I think we'll have a better idea about that. So thank you so much, guys. That's it for me today. I appreciate you listening, and if you are traveling or commuting today, be safe and don't be in a rush. Your boss, your friend, your whoever is waiting on you, they will understand. Better safe than sorry. Thank you so much, guys. I will be talking to you later.